The Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, set their newest movie a little further north in Texas. They're known for their stylized violence and their offbeat worldview. Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says with their latest film, they take those signatures to another level.
With No Country for Old Men, the Coen brothers drop the mask. They've put violence on screen before, lots of it, but not like this. Not anything like this. No Country for Old Men doesn't celebrate or smile at violence, it despairs of it. This intense, nihilistic thriller tells the story of stolen drug money and the horrific carnage it precipitates. The Coens escort you through a world so pitilessly bleak that, as one character says, you put your soul at hazard to be part of it.
A lab report from Austin on that boy by the highway.
What was a bullet?
There wasn't no bullet.
Wasn't no bullet?
Yes, sir. There wasn't none. Rangers in the DEA are headed back out to the scene this morning. You gonna join them?
Any new bodies accumulated out there?
No, sir.
Well, then I guess I can skip it.
That's Tommy Lee Jones as a West Texas lawman, unnerved by the violence around him. Josh Brolin plays a local man who comes across millions in drug money and walks off with it. Sent to recover the cash is Javier Bardem, who chills the blood as a man who quite literally would as soon kill you as look at you.
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you? I won't tell you you can save yourself, because you can't. That's the best deal you're going to get.
No Country is also all you could hope for in a marriage between the Coens and novelist Cormac McCarthy. The brothers have been making gleeful films about violence for decades, but it took McCarthy's measured, apocalyptic novel to provide them with the opportunity to say something serious about situations they've largely joked about before. No one should see No Country for Old Men, underestimating the intensity of its violence. But it's also clear that the Coen brothers and McCarthy are not interested in violence for its own sake, but for what it says about the world we live in. As the film begins, a confident deputy says, "I got it under control," and in moments he is dead. He didn't have anywhere near the mastery he imagined, and in this despairing vision, neither does anyone else.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. See clips for No Country for Old Men, plus lots more about what's playing in theaters this week at our website, npr.org/movies.